Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. And today, happy anniversary. I guess we could say that. 30 episode special we have going on right now. Maybe we'll get to 30 years.
Who knows? Never know.
30 weeks, I guess it was. Yeah. So today is our 30th ever episode of Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. So
Which is pretty cool, though. Sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
When we first started the show, we didn't really know exactly how long, what we'd be talking. How can you create so many topics, you know, weekly, weekday, week out of talking real estate? Because sometimes there's only so much your mind can think of, but somehow we've done it. Mm-hmm. And we're having so much fun, too, by the way, for the audiences out there. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to us every Saturday and Sunday. And for our online viewers, we really do appreciate you. Mm-hmm. You guys are amazing. And by the way, our source of business is driven in by your referral business. So thank you so much, and we appreciate the opportunity to serve and work the Mid-Willamette Valley.
So because it is our 30th episode, we thought it would be fun to do a little 30th episode special where we reminisce on some of our previous episodes. We won't have time to probably get through too many of them, but we're just going to recap and highlight on some of the very first things that we talked about, the first topics, and just share some new tips to go along with what we talked about before and see if anything has changed since then.
Which is cool because we can really go on forever about real estate predictions.
A lot of these topics.
And for that really to be one of our first ever episodes, that's kind of bold too, because here we are 7 months later. We get to kind of review and see, hey, were the professionals right? Were we just folded?
How did you do?
I think we did pretty well.
I think we did decent.
You want to throw out some topics and see where we were at with that, Mariah?
Okay, so some of our predictions when we did our show about the real estate predictions for 2021 at the first of the year were more inventory, more new construction, more motivated sellers, more non-owner occupied homes on the market, and motivated for sale by owner sellers was some of the things that we said we thought would happen. So
well,
what do you see?
I think out of those five topics, it's pretty correct. The only thing that I'm seeing differently, though, is that new construction inventory. Of course, they're still out there. But the weird part is I feel like with all this development and the shortage of lumber and stuff like that, and the prices that escalated so heavily over the last months, which they are lower now. So we are seeing a little bit more building, but things kind of stopped. It seemed a little stale.
I'm not seeing as many new constructions as I thought, but one thing that I am seeing is I'm seeing a lot of homes in new construction communities that were sold maybe a year or 2 years ago being resold now, probably because the people bought in these new construction communities and they're just seeing how much equity they already have, even though they just bought the home, which is super crazy.
Which is wild, too, though. Could you imagine buying your brand new construction home? Yeah, you had some customizations to it. And then you decide to sell it a year or two later.
Usually see that much, but we're seeing it quite a bit right now, surprisingly.
Strange market.
Mm-hmm.
Strange market.
Very strange.
But another prediction, though, that we had is those investors selling off their properties, their investment properties. Mm. And I have personally been seeing those and personally have been working deals with those. Mm. A lot of vacant properties, rentals that became unoccupied during this era. And some people, they just had, you know, a lot of homes. Investors, sometimes they have 40, 60 homes. And as they become unoccupied, they're going to sell them, especially if they're getting older in the age, which drives me to my next point, 55 and older clients.
Oh.
It was crazy. As soon as we did that episode, I promise you, I had a straight cold call sesh because I have a beautiful list of 55 and over general I guess you could say I did the areas by zip codes, who's 55 and over, and I just cold called those areas. And I kid you not, there were so many clients that were willing and wanting to sell their home to downsize.
Mm.
And that was really surprising to me. And
Despite not having anywhere to go because they know...
Well, they were downsizing.
Prices are still high.
Because they had so much equity in their home.
Right,
and
right.
So they were basically buying their next property with cash.
Right.
Because they had these 25, 3,000 square foot homes that they were selling for $600,000, $700,000, $500,000. That's a lot of equity. And if they've lived there for 20 years... Come on. Right. You can't beat that. So they were putting all that cash down, which was really good. And that was spot on with that prediction. Mm. Those 55 and over clients wanting to downsize. Mm. Now, when we get into those for sale by owners, I have been seeing more of those as of late. There's been more for sale
by
owners.
There hasn't been that many up until kind of recently.
Well, because
though.
They hit market. Been, uh-huh. And usually mm-hmm. if it's a for sale by owner.
And they're selling so fast.
They are selling very fast. But if it is a for sale by owner, they're generally going to be that common average residential family living home. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, I have seen more luxurious homes being for sale by owner, which is rather odd to me. Mm-hmm. But with those, I always give them a call and I say, personally, why are you wanting to be for sale by owner originally? And then they give me, well, it's all about the money. Okay. So so then I say, well, let's follow the money because we are in an extreme seller's market. So why wouldn't we just raise your ass price, the amount of a commission? I do all the work. You get a full service company doing it for you and a beautiful brand, the Vetters Crawford Realty, that really performs the way we say we do. And then we get to move on and transition to your next property. What's the loss in that? And then we go and we explore that through our listing appointment and look at what happens. We get their home sold in a month at least. They no longer had to sit on Zillow, have their walkthroughs with non-qualified buyers, and have to hold people's hand through the process.
Right. And then deal with the what ifs of what could happen.
Right. Oh, I can't even imagine all the hassles that go with trying to list a home on your own and deal with the looky-loos and all the other things that go on with it. And that would just drive me nuts, much less the money you're talking about.
Exactly. Right. And so when I always say, well, where's the money? I then get to back it up with where we're at in today's market. Right. Now, of course, there's always different markets, but in today's market, because that's where we are at today, what's happening around us? And being that marketing professional we are, there's no reason not to get your home listed with us at the Vetters Crawford Realty Group.
Right. Another thing to add with the predictions of what we predicted was to add with the more inventory is just recently, I don't know about you, but I've definitely been noticing a lot of homes coming onto the market in Salem and the surrounding areas, Jefferson, all the towns in and around Salem that are like $2 million homes. And we really didn't see a lot of that before. I remember just a few months ago, I sold a $1 million home in West Salem, and that was the only $1 million home in Salem at the time that was on the market. And now we're seeing those pop up. I'm seeing them all the time. And I think it's because everyone's seeing how high everything is and they're saying now's the time we need to cash out because who knows what's going to happen.
Well, you know what's really cool about that too, though? Imagine there being these $1 million homes. Who's going to occupy these homes? And I was talking with a really good lender friend of mine just the other day, and you would be surprised how rich and wealthy people, how many of them are actually being driven to Salem and Oregon in specifics, which is going to be good for our economy, which is going to be good for our state, but it may drive our sales prices up.
Well,
continually.
That's already happened enough.
We think that we're like wins enough enough.
We don't need more of that.
Because I'm just talking with them. I'm like, this is getting crazy out here. Why are sales prices so high? Or where's all this money coming from originally? Because the buyers control markets, believe it or not, because they are bringing the money in from the lending institutions for the most part. And so when we are hearing, well, there's more wealthy people coming to our area, there's something to it. And so I think we're going to see a lot more building. We're going to see a lot more condo living. We're going to see a lot more city things going upwards, not further apart.
I agree. More townhouse communities. We've already seen that the last couple years, but
yeah.
Pretty amazing information you're sharing. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetters Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetters Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about 30th episode special and all these memories you have.
One of the other very first shows that we did was called What They Don't Tell You About Being in Real Estate. And basically on this show, we busted a lot of myths, you could say, because there's a lot of things that people think about what it's like being in real estate, but that's not how it actually is, or even how the transactions work and just what agents do and all of the in between. So we kind of just went through and said what myths we hear a lot and then the truth about them.
And the idea behind this show is because at the time, Mariah and I, we were actually watching like Selling Sunset and those type of episodes on Netflix. And
shows that are so,
it's drama filled though too. And it really catches your eye because it's like glamorous. And then that actually creates opportunity for people to say, well, why don't I have my real estate license? But ultimately, I think Mariah could agree with me and a lot of other brokers out there in saying, real estate's hard. It's a hard business.
It's very hard.
Okay. And so with that misconception of how glamorous it is, sometimes we see on TV, it's a lot of work. And in order to get started, you're usually like 6 months behind. I think we said in our previous episodes, it took me about three and a half months to get my first real estate deal.
Of consistently day after day, cold calling, rejection. And then after that, you have to wait for it to get an offer and then you have to wait for it to close. So it's a process.
And then it was a 90 day average closing date.
Yeah.
It wasn't 30, 45 days like it is now, which is crazy to think that the fact that this market has become a 45 day on average to get your home closed. That
I just had a 3 month closing. A long time for these buyers to wait. There was no reason for that except for the sellers needed more time, and it's a seller's market, so the sellers get what they want.
What are you going to do when it goes back to the other?
Well, you're going to rack up the listings. Because we used to have 20 listings.
We used to have a lot of listings at once because they took few months to sell. That was normal, and now that's not the case. As soon as you get one, it sells, and so it's very hard to keep a consistent amount at a large amount at one time.
But. Yeah, and sales prices, they just keep going up and up and up. So then commissions, talking money side, it's just different, adjust. The numbers and the averages. Sale amounts might decrease, but your overall gross and commission incomes will increase in markets like this if you're an average broker.
Right.
This show was kind of related towards brokers or maybe breaking the myths.
Yeah.
And one thing I think we did debunk is the commission cuts. When we go in and we negotiate a commission on a sale, because we are strong listing agents, so usually our company, we're a 6% company, and then out of that 6%, there has to be money distribution. All of that money doesn't go directly to us as the listing agents. There's fees involved, there's office, there's WVMLS, there's taxes, and then we have to pay the buyer's agent that helps us sell that property. And so there was all these type of myths that we did go over, which I thought was fun in that show.
I agree. Okay, so the next show was a fun one as well. I feel like I could say that about all of them because we always have fun.
We actually literally, we get in studio and we like become these radio personalities, it's pretty fun.
But the next one was talking about how we paid our mortgage with Airbnb. Mm. That's something that we did the first two houses we lived in. We paid our mortgage with Airbnb after when we first got married, and we had so much fun with it, and we're not currently Airbnb hosts, but I really hope that it's something we get to do again someday because it was really fun, and it's a great way to make passive income.
Which, by the way, we were super hosts both times, and that takes consistent stays, great reviews. And one thing that taught me a lot about our industry we're even in, the personal and service, the services I can bring to my clients that makes their life simpler, makes their life easy, but ultimately they have a happier and better transaction through the selling process. In Airbnb, surprisingly, I think I shared this story, the Ritz-Carlton hotel chain. I listened in to a guest speaker once in a meeting, and they talked about the service they bring to their customers. And the Airbnb service that I got to bring to my customers really influenced me in how I want to run our business in real estate. And because
that's really good.
Ultimately, this is a personal business. Mm. We're in the people's business, and we create relationships that ultimately, it's cliche, but it does last a lifetime, because once you sell a house to somebody, the average turnaround, they're going to probably resell it in 5-10 years. Mm. And then we resell it. We help them buy and purchase their next property and so on. And so that is one thing I did want to clarify, is how personal this business can become.
Definitely.
And that's why Airbnb was so fun to us.
It was so much fun. Yeah. Okay. So another thing that we ended up doing an episode on starting out was four of the most common mistakes that first-time home buyers make. And one of those mistakes was caring too much about price, but not caring so much about the payment or interest rate. Or in other words, waiting to buy until the market crashes. So Spencer, do we still think that this is a mistake? Or has your mind changed at all? Do you have any tips to share about that?
I do not think this is a mistake. I think it's based on your personal decisions and where you're at currently in life. Okay. Mm. Sometimes you need a home.
Yeah.
And ultimately, in markets like this, you've just resold your property. You're putting all that money down on your next property. Yes, you might be paying a couple thousand more, tens of thousands more for that new property. Because on average, $20,000 is the over ask price on a regular residential home. But guess what? Interest rates are so low right now. My lending buddy I was just talking to the other day, we're getting at about a 3.35% 30-year fixed mortgage. That's conventional loan. Now, you can obviously buy down rates at a cost. That's up to you and what you want to do with your extra funds to get in those 2%. But ultimately, that interest rate is going to keep your rate low. And so your mortgage is basically going to flip-flop from one house to the other. If you're able to put more money down, it's going to stay consistent with your previous property. So don't look at the overall price tag sometimes. Look at your mortgage payment, side of town, property taxes, and so on. That's going to keep you in your mortgage rate that you've been used to.
Another thing I think of is, what's the alternative? Because usually the alternative is renting. Well, rent has gotten extremely high as well, if you haven't noticed. So generally, mortgage payment, rent, I mean, it's all kind of going to even out. And one of my least favorite questions I get asked as a realtor is it a good time to buy? When's the best time to buy? Should I wait to buy until the market crashes or something along those lines? Or when people say, make comments about how right now is a really bad time to buy or it's a dumb decision to do so. But at the end of the day, I really don't think there's a right time and a wrong time. I think it all has to do with your situation, what, you know, what's best for you, and only you know that.
You're spot on with that. Mm-hmm.
All right, we can take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we've got more of the 30th episode special.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. We're going to continue our conversation about 30th episode special, and then we have some other goodies we're going to share with you too.
The next episode we're going to reminisce on today was called Real Estate Advice from Experts Across the Country. And for this episode, we actually were able to gather real estate tips from fellow real estate agents who we have connected with in some way through our online platforms in the past. And we hand selected some top agents from actually all over the world. One of them was from Australia. And we reached out to them, asked for their number one piece of real estate advice. So if you haven't already, go back and watch that episode for sure. We ended up getting all kinds of really great advice from them about everything from career advice, real estate investing advice, life advice, buying and selling advice, transaction advice, and everything in between. So I picked one of these pieces of advice from this episode to highlight today, and that was, just focus on what you need to do today to create opportunity. Short and sweet and simple. That was one
That's
of
good
top
though.
Agents' best
If you
advice.
Focus on something,
yeah.
seriously,
just
I think
just focus on what you need to do today.
I think I've talked about this though, just on a side note, is if you really focus on it, you declare it, you say it out loud, things generally manifest around you because that is what you're focused on, and your life is going to create more opportunity just from you declaring that out into the world. Okay.
That's true.
These declarations are so important. And we had an episode about self-care. And one thing I don't think I really focused on too is declaring declarations, making declarations. Now, these can be personal declarations. These can be spiritual declarations. These could be saying things over your life that, Jesus says who you are.
Give me an example of what a declaration would be.
There we go. You want me to give you one?
Yeah, give me one.
Oh, dude, this one's my favorite.
Okay.
I'm holy.
I like it.
Because like there's so many things in this world that really suppresses you, and there's people that talk all the time and you're unaware of what they're saying maybe in the background. And if you're just declaring these good things, the spiritual things, the fruit of the spirit over your life, things manifest, and then you get to walk even further in the spirit with Jesus Christ, and these things are just going to become easy and happen around you continuously. And declaring is so important. And it could be spiritually, it can be physical things, it can be just items, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I declare I get 20 listings this month. Things come to you from that.
You're just like, you're focused. You have that goal and you know what it is. Another thing I love about that is that it's just the simplicity about just taking like one thing you need to do today and just focusing on that instead of having like a million things going on in your mind. So
seriously,
I thought that was really good. Short and simple. So the next last actually episode that we will talk about was called How to Save Money Fast for a House. Or whatever. And do you have any just like one thing to share that maybe we talked about from that episode? One of the methods that we shared, because I know we talked about a lot of them.
Yeah, I believe we've talked about is setting aside an account that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you can't touch. Something
really
that you don't think about. Something that you forget about through your day.
It doesn't exist.
You don't want to see it and it doesn't exist. But
only
portions of your monthly income or portions of a commission or portions of your car sale, something like that goes into that account automatically. You don't need to see it. You don't touch it because when you need it, it will be there.
That's really good. So before Spencer, he has a very, very exciting listing of the week he's going to share. But before he gets into that, we have a real estate tip of the week. And of course, the tip of the week this week goes along with the show. Since we talked about our previous episodes, our real estate tip of the week is go back and watch our previous episodes. That is our real estate tip of the week. If you're wanting to get into the real estate world somehow, maybe you just want to buy your first house or you just enjoy learning about all things real estate, go back, watch our future episodes when you're on a run, doing your laundry, cooking dinner. And our hope is that by doing that, you will be able to make the best possible choices when it comes to your real estate decisions and leave feeling inspired and excited about the possibilities that there are regarding real estate. And real quick before the tip of the, or before the listing of the week, where you can find them is look for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence wherever you listen to podcasts at, or go to our YouTube channel called Real Estate with Mariah and Spence and watch them on there.
And there's no excuse. In today's world, we have so many resources, and on these smartphones, there's a simple button to make sure you get weekly videos. It's pressing that subscribe button, and that's going to make sure you get the most latest video weekly, but also you're subscribing to our channel and you have access to every show that we've had. And today, it's our 30th episode, and there's reason to celebrate. We didn't really think we could have created as many ideas as we had, but also just having a conversation with each other in our audience is super important to us. So please drop a comment, leave a comment, but also your referral is the source of our business. And that is the utmost grateful thing that anybody could do for us is refer us out to a family friend and we can take care of them. But I do have a new listing I do want to share.
Tell us about it.
And it's for a good reason. We have a shortage of regular residential homes. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just over 1,000-square-foot home. I do want to do a little bit more due diligence on the square footage. Legally, I go on the county's property records, but it seems to be measured out to be a little over 1,100 square foot. But buyer, you can do your own due diligence. It's a 3-bed, 2-bath, beautiful home in Northeast Salem. I'll shoot you the address real quick, and you guys can actually text me. It'll be 4028 Lansdowne Court in Northeast Salem. That's 4028 Lansdowne Court, Northeast Salem. It does have a mother-in-law suite and another shed attached to it.
That's
so
amazing.
We talk about Airbnb often on here. You can actually Airbnb that out. Mm. Someone will walk through the back gate, make some extra income, pay your mortgage with that.
Wow. Good stuff. Thanks for doing a great show today. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Ryan Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.